This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Oh, this is a great show today. We got a great show today for everybody. You know, it's Father's Day weekend, and it's a good time. And I know that many of you have gotten your cards. You might not live nearby, or you might, and you've gotten your Father's Day cards. And it's funny. It's funny how with I don't understand it. It's almost like every other year I get the card like 2 weeks beforehand, and I feel really happy about that. And then I fill out the card, and I fill out the front of the envelope, and then guess what? Yeah, I have no stamps, you know, and usually that's how it goes, and then you wait till Thursday, and you finally send it out, and then your card goes there and gets there about Tuesday, Wednesday the next week, and you're trying to convince the fact that you actually did think about Father's Day, and it was on your mind. Anyway, we'll see what the United States Postal Service does to help me out this year, and again, I was running late. However, I really did think about my dad, and I thought about how important it is to reach out to my dad. And I think that some of you listening today have had a really good connection with your father. I'm sure that, you know, your relationship with your dad was very important. Some of you might have had more tumultuous relationships with your father. Some of you might have had fathers that were kind of absentee. Some of you might be fathers right now, been fathers. Some of you might have followed in your father's footsteps, being a father to your children. Some of you may have done the opposite of what your fathers did, and you decided that you were going to be that dad that was going to be there no matter what. You know, the one thing that I have realized, and I think you understand, is that we see a lot of films out about how someone treats their children wrong, and they treat them poorly, and we see what usually happens to those children. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes, you know, even in the worst of situations, people make changes and do what they see is right, even in the worst of scenarios. But a lot of times when children are surrounded by parents who are not being the best they can as a parent and helping their child, we see where some of the breakdown happens. We see where children suffer, and we see where that directly relates to the future of their life. You know, I find that parenting is such a big deal. And as many of you know, probably because you've listened to my show for a number of years, you know, I don't have any children. And I think that I love children. But I think that having a child is one of the most important things you can possibly do, and it can't be taken lightly. It's got to be something that's taken very, it's got to be very important. It's got to be done with understanding and respect, and it's got to be something that's done properly. And many of you might be listening to the show and say, you know, hey, my dad was always there for you. Many of you might say, hey, my dad wasn't really there for you. Some of you might have said, hey, my dad was there. He did his best. You know, he had to work to take care of the home. He had to work to take care of the family. And so I didn't get to see him a lot. And so joining me later in the hour is Hal Price. Hal is just wrote the book, The Bear Essentials. And The Bear Essentials and Eli Bear Stories. And it's really, it's just a great book. And I think it really speaks to adults and children alike. And it's very important because I think that it's so important to be a parent. And the importance of the time with your children does not need to be taken for granted, and it needs to be looked at not as a job, but as an important responsibility. And I think that this is something that we're going to be talking about here later in the hour. We're going to be talking about fathers and their impact on the children, and then also how I believe that parents need to take a leadership role with their kids. We need to have a leadership role when we take this with our kids. And you know, and the biggest thing, too, is that, you know, whatever we basically say to children, like, they regurgitate it, right? You know, and it's interesting. And that part of it is fascinating. And I remember, you know, as a child, my parents were like these giants, you know, and you look up to these giants and you go, God, you know, and they're like your world. And so when a parent does the right thing and steps up to the plate and does what they need to for their kid, no matter what their past is, no matter how they were raised, it's pretty powerful stuff. And I think that's what's so neat about it, is that we're going to be talking about that. I want to also focus on one of the biggest, most important things to me is finding unconditional love for yourself and being able to see value in yourself. And I think that nowadays more than ever, it's so important. And it's so hard to stay true to yourself. It can be so challenging because there's so much media, you know, telling you what to believe, what to think. There's so many people telling you what to wear, what to eat, what to drink. There's so much stuff on the news. There's so much stuff trying to fit in. I remember, like, growing up, and you know how I remember in elementary school and middle school and high school, and all you wanted to do was fit in. You didn't want to do anything else but fit in. You didn't want to, like, be the person that rocks the boat. You didn't want to be that one that everybody was like, you know, oh, my gosh, what's she doing now? You wanted to be the one that fit in. And we want to fit in so bad. And many of us adults want to fit in so bad. We want to do what everybody thinks we should be doing. We want to define ourselves the way that we feel like everybody wants us defined. And we find that value because we haven't found that internal value with inside ourselves. And I think that that's something that's so important to figure out. And I think that many of us, as we go through life, you know, kind of wax and wane on that. You know, we find that unconditional love and we work to cultivate that. But it takes so much work to get there. You know, that's why I wrote the book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, is because it's based on how to find that unconditional love for yourself. You know, and it begins with standing up for yourself, and it begins with figuring out who you are and understanding and defining yourself and figuring out what that means, and then your values, your morals, your ethics, your beliefs, and then figuring out the boundaries, and then kind of basically every single day needing to take accountability on who you are and who you say you are and who you are. And sometimes that can be so challenging in this world because sometimes we don't feel like we're good enough, that we're valuable enough, that we bring enough to the table. We feel like we got to be somebody else, or we got to have something, or we got to put on this mask, or we got to do this to be accepted and loved by other people. You know, I think a lot of us were raised with a bill of goods that we weren't good enough, that something was wrong with us. You know, we were raised believing that we weren't pretty enough or not handsome enough, or we were raised to believe we were not smart enough or fast enough or unique enough. And I find that interesting because I feel that all of us are, but we can be told something and believe it for all of our lives until we let it go. I've been watching a show on Netflix, and I don't watch a lot of stuff, right? You don't ever hear me talking about watching a lot of stuff, but I've been watching The Umbrella Academy on Netflix. And it's interesting how all these kids had powers, superpowers, right? And then one supposedly didn't. But we find out that one actually does. And that she was given medication her whole life to offset that so that she seemed regular, normal, not interesting. And she believed that. And it's interesting, the pain and suffering that's coming out of the back end of that story, because you tell a child a fib and you lie, or you bring them down, or you don't let them cultivate their own love and their own heart, or you're not there to be there to really help them to see their true self. And I think that's a commitment that we have to have. That's a commitment we all have to have when we have children. No matter how they can get on your nerves, they're definitely not angels. But at the same time, understanding the value that that is. And I think it's a great time right now to really pause and think about the ways that dads can make a difference in the lives of their children. You know, and I think that, you know, fathers, mothers, you can instill a sense of self. You can help them, you know, to understand the world around them. And it's interesting because even research shows that fathers' positive engagement can improve a children's overall well-being, even if they don't live full time with the child. And I found that a lot of times, you know, it gets hard because things get in the way, like work and providing what you think you need to do. And it's hard. And you see TV and you see all this stuff and you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and you're trying to do this and trying to make ends meet. And it's hard and you get tired and you get frustrated. And sometimes, you know, with technology, we forget. You know, we get on that phone, God bless us, and we just go on and we're looking at Facebook or Instagram or we're on LinkedIn or we're on, you know, the internet looking up something, and we forget. We don't engage with our kids. We get out of there and we don't engage. And that positive engagement helps a child to improve and understand who they are, to positively impact their well-being. And that's what's so powerful. And I feel that nowadays the definition of father is evolving and changing, because I think that many of you listening might have not have had the best experience in the world with your father. Some of you might have, and you might have been extremely lucky. But I think a lot of times, more than not, many people haven't had that experience. And so when they have children, they're trying, I'm going to do the opposite of what my dad did. I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be there for my kids. I'm going to go to every game. I'm going to be there for everything. And I don't know if it's all quantity. I don't know if it's about going to every game. I don't know if it's about reading a book at night every single night. I think it's about finding that time and finding the quality time and being able to use that time and really be present in the moment, in a mindful moment, to be able to help your child to really step into that role of being eventually an adult and having their own children. But I think it's about quality time. And it's about setting some of that time on the side to have that quality time to do what you have to do, to love what you love doing, and to really impact that child. And I think nowadays, more than anything, this world is tough, it's challenging, and we need support systems more than ever. And, you know, a child growing up, one of the things that I realize in the work that I do is that self-esteem and self-worth is so challenging for most people. It's so challenging. Why? Because most people were not taught that they are valuable within themselves. Quite the opposite. They're actually taught that their value is directly related to how they make other people feel, or what they do for other people, or how they acquiesce, or whatever. And it's based on what they're doing for other people. And it's great to do things for other people. I'm not saying let's all turn narcissistic and be a bunch of jerks. But what I am saying is that we have to realize that our value isn't just dictated by what we do for other people. It's actually dictated by who we are and how we feel about ourselves. And that can be really hard to learn. And I learned that about 18, 19 years ago. But every day I have to remind myself of that. Every day. And, you know, it's interesting, because when we look at this, we need to realize that first and foremost, no matter what's happened in the past, you can reset right now. You know, if you're a father and things have been over your head, or you're trying to figure out what to do, or you don't know where to go because your dad wasn't there, now's the time. You don't have to look at the past wrongs. You don't have to be guilty. Try not to be guilty, because what I found is that when we screw up, we don't want to just wallow in guilt. We need to actually have a plan. Activate that plan, use that plan, and do it. So if you're a dad and you're ready to jump in and you're listening to this show, get some tips and tricks today. And you know, Hal's going to offer some real sage advice as well. Okay? And this is going to help. We can start right now. Start anew. Okay? This is powerful stuff. It's a clean slate. Come on. Father's Day is tomorrow. Might as well. Let's just start again. Learn some stuff, do some stuff, and start growing with your kiddo, okay? Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be talking more. Hal will be joining us in just a few seconds. Don't turn it off. We'll be back this time. You know it. We'll be back. Two shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain a copyright, and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com. Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an art lover member today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're doing a Father's Day weekend feel-good show today. I'm actually getting to work with and talk with somebody that I am just very interested in. An award-winning and best-selling children's author, Hal Price, is joining us here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. His latest release book, The Bare Essentials, is award-winning, and it teaches children the importance of listening to the wisdom of their hearts and reminding them of unconditional love that we share with our fathers. Hal is the father of three purpose-driven children and the grandfather to two adorable angels. Hal, great to have you live here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Ashley, I've never been better. Thanks for having me with you.
I am so glad to have you on the show, and I have read The Bare Essentials probably three or four times now. I absolutely love it. Tell me, what was your, what was your muse? What was the reason for writing this book?
Well, when I was young, my mom used to always read me a bedtime story. But she'd come in first in the middle of the night and just say, tell me what the best part of your day was. And we'd talk about my day, and she would make up a silly rhyme every night before I'd go to sleep, and then she would read me a little golden book. And I just felt safe and sound during that time period. And, fast forward 50 years, My mother was diagnosed with dementia in 2000. It became Alzheimer's by 2011. And I went in to visit her. We finally had to let her go to an Alzheimer's center. And I went in to visit her the day before her 83rd birthday, and I leaned in to give her a kiss, and she just knocked the crap out of me and said, "Who are you, and why are you trying to kiss me?" And I just said, "I'm your son." She said, "No, my son is 3 years old." And I knew then that she was starting to slip away, and it just took me back. But I went home, and I went to the attic, and I found all the little golden books that she ever read me. And I knew I wasn't going to let her leave me that easily. And I cleaned them up, but I also found my bear, Eli Benjamin Bear, in the attic. And I took him back the very next day, and I went to her, and I said, "Ma'am, I'd like to read you a story, if it's okay." And I started reading those little golden books, and I put the bear in her lap. And she began to mouth the words for every story she ever read me. So in that moment, I knew that bond and bedtime stories and just nurturing each other and that quality time that you were talking about earlier in your show, it's so critical for all of us, not just with parents, but with grandparents and with friends and everything. And that memory stayed with me. So when I retired from pushing my life a little too hard, I was not living my true life, as you say. And I just got caught up in a system that was swallowing me up, and I had forgotten who I was, what my gift was, and then used it in the wrong way. I moved to California back in 2014 and decided to start writing from my heart. And that book was, these little words started coming back to me, both from my mother from the other side and just from my own higher consciousness, that just said, "Remember who you are. You have a gift that you're meant to bring into the world, and you need to bring it now. The world needs your words to let people remember how to listen to their hearts, remember how special they are."
I think that's so true. I mean, you know, Hal, I have so many questions to ask you. Because I really want us to get into, when we return, talking more about, you know, the importance of being there with your kids. And I know that you have children and how important that was to you, right? I mean, and that's something that you also want to share in this book.
Well, the book brought out in me a moment with my youngest son who had won something at school. And I was I ran the sports marketing department for the Coca-Cola company for years, and I was gone so much of the time. And one day, when I was getting ready to leave, he said, "Dad, are you not going to come to my event?" I'm like, "I can't. I've got a big job to do today somewhere in another city." He said, "Dad, if I had your job, I'd quit." And that just stuck with me. And so I put that line in the book to talk about the decisions the parents and children have to make and understand how we work in the world. So I just wanted to share that with you. But my kids inspired that.
That's so awesome. Hal's going to be with us throughout the whole show, so stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. We got some good stuff, guys, and so it's time. So if y'all are a dad, you have kids, you don't have kids, you're just thinking about your dad, this is a great show to listen to. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. We'll be back in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, "We're in a new and dangerous phase," warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations.
New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "Today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country." This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the importance of fathers. You know, it's Father's Day weekend, and it's really important. And joining me here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives is Hal Price. Hal is the author of Bare Essentials, and he didn't start being a children's book author, okay? You know, it's not like he did this his whole life. You know, he was marketing and branding executive for two Fortune 100 companies, his own branding agency for professional athletes, you know, including like Jeff Gordon. And then eventually one day he decided to make some changes, and he started realizing what he valued. And, you know, Hal, I'm so glad to have you on the show. You know, we were talking on the phone the other day, and it was interesting. You were telling me, you know, the importance of the time at night with your children and how that importance at night, how you can make the child feel safe and comfortable and secure, and how important that is.
Absolutely. Well, as I started writing these books and remembering my mother, and you know, the books are a tribute to my mother, but also from each of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren long beyond me. But I just, as I started to research this, actually, I realized that with the advent of handheld devices, two working home parents or just one parent or grown parents raising their children, bedtime stories are slowly dying. They've been decreasing by 30%. 5% every year for the last 10 or 12 years. And it's rare now that you find parents, that both parents can sit down, spend some time with their children, tell them how special they are, and actually read them a story that they can engage the child in, you know, talk about the book that they're reviewing with them, hook them in and let them understand. I think it has a lot to do with the lack of empathy and compassion that kids have now because they don't feel safe. So, I call myself the bedtime story guy because I'm trying to revive bedtime stories. There are a lot of great, great stories that I'm looking at now. Especially more mindful books. One mindfulness award for 2018 for just conscious writing for kids to who they are and how special they are and how to live a life from their hearts.
You know, it's interesting how your audio was going out just a little bit, and that's, it was a little hard to hear, but I caught it that you said something about, like, you know, the bedtime stories, and that's the things that I feel like a lot of times we don't do those things. I mean, like, reading a bedtime story, how important that is, and how just a little bit of time put into that. And I think you're right. Like, you said something about your mother with the golden books. And everybody, if you know what a golden book is, it's like where the spine has that little gold kind of like, you know, I guess it's like a gold leaf or something like that. Kind of gold leaf looking kind of thing, like foil, right? It was like gold foil.
Yeah.
But they were tiny little books, and it's not like it takes a long time to read it, but it was like the effort and the energy that it took to read it and the dedication. And I think that's where you're going at right now, too. And that's what's so interesting. It's like, you know, if you know, talking to all the parents out there today, and especially, you know, folks that have younger children, I mean, what are some ideas that you want to share with them about maybe this isn't something they've been doing, you know, maybe this wasn't something that their parents did, you know, what is some advice for them to get them kind of in the groove to doing that and kind of the reason behind it?
Well, first, I think it's kind of cool that parents can go back and say, when I was your age, this is a book that I used to love to listen to every night. And to create that bond to say, you know, I'm just like you. You're going to go through the same things that I did. And let's just talk about the importance of just having a ritual that connects us, whether it's just camping or fishing or reading a story or whatever it is. It's that quality time that you're talking about where all of a sudden you just feel this deeper connection, which allows you to open up, to be able to share your heart, share your feelings, share your fears, and to even have parents talk about some of their own fears when they were that age. To just say, you know, when I was your age, I used to look under the bed every night before I go to sleep to make sure I was going to be okay. And my mom and dad would come in and tell me, it's okay. We'd pull everything out. So just those little rituals that helps connect the family, connects the children, connect their hearts, and connect memories. And like I said, that memory of my mother reading those little golden books to me was what brought her back to me to let me know that she was inside that body that didn't remember who she was.
You know, I feel that it's interesting. It's like nowadays, and I think because of all the noise and all the media and all and the phone, for God's sakes, you know, I realized yesterday that I think, you know, I'm not a full-on addict. But, you know, I'm close on that phone addiction. You know what I mean? Like, I got a phone addiction. I'm like, I'm creeping up on maybe, you know, maybe I'm not at the facility level yet, okay? But, you know, I've realized that a lot of us are addicted to these, and we get on them, and we don't think about it, and you get lost, and next thing you know, you're 45 minutes in, you get home late at night, you're 45 minutes in, you're eating, you're on the phone, and it's almost like a divider between, you know, the kids and yourself.
What I love about the co-virus, the COVID-19, is that it gave everybody an opportunity to put the world on pause, to reclaim themselves, reunite with their families, and learn who their neighbors are. We did a program here in the community here in Carpinteria where I hid bears in the community so when families would go for a walk, they could find a bear and just take it home for a hug so there was something safe they could hug. And in my own little neighborhood, we put the bears in the window with one word, and everybody had a different word. And the people walking had to write down the address, write down the word, and they would turn it in every Sunday night while they walked the community with their families. And every Sunday night, we'd have a drawing to give away a bear and a book to my neighbors. And it was just a great way to just, I didn't know half the people in my neighborhood until that happened.
Wow. That's so awesome. You know, that's what bringing people together is, and it's that's even adding another layer of it, is that that's something that's so important to me too, is knowing my neighbors, and I know that some of my neighbors don't necessarily want to hang out with me. But I do have some neighbors that really enjoy, we really enjoy each other. And that's something that's really important, too, is creating that sense of security around you as well.
Right.
And I think that goes even further down the road as far as for kids to feel secure about that and also follow that lead in their own adult life.
Well, and, you know, because of the noise that you're talking about, Ashley, how many people really know their children?
Exactly.
I mean, we're running in so many different directions, and it's just give us an opportunity to let them know who you are, what you care about, find out what they love, find out what their passions are, sit down and draw, color, use your imagination, tell stories, and talk about your own childhood so they have a piece of you always inside of them.
And I love what you're saying, too, in the book, you know, as you read through it, and I love the images, the illustrations are so amazing, and there's one part that I really think is great. I mean, I love the whole book, but there's no one else like you, my child. You are stardust made from love. Appreciate the life you have and thank your stars above. I promise you can change the world, allow your feelings to be felt, and trust the wisdom of your heart to let you be yourself.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff.
I tell you, I wrote that book as a mantra for children to just have, because for me, what was important, Ashley, was there was a cadence and a rhythm and a message and a heart that came through my mother every time she read me a story. And that's what bonded our memories. And that I wrote that book as a mantra to remember who. And the books that I write, Ashley, they're not for children. They're for the child in all of us that want to remember who we are, and are we on purpose? Just like you said, live your true life. Are you on purpose? So I'd say 5% of the world is on purpose right now. There's a gift everybody has. Very few people get in touch with it, or they give it away to the wrong people who abuse their stuff. So I don't like my gift anymore. That's what happened to me, which is why I had a heart scare back in 2014. I was not serving my purpose. I was giving my writing away to people that could make the most money with what I wrote. So,
now, see, that's interesting, and I agree with you about it's about us. Like when I read this, it really put some stuff in perspective, and it was interesting because opposite of what most people did during COVID, I worked three times harder, and I was in the office 6 days a week, and I never stopped, I never got any reprieve, and I probably should have, but I didn't. I did the opposite of, like, the whole world, pretty much. And
what I love, Ashley, is you read that book. You took the time to read that book three times.
Yeah.
So you got something out of it.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, I would read it again. And the coolest thing, too, is that, like, different, and you're right about the book, different from some children's books, you can read this multiple times, and you get new stuff out of it. You don't even remember some of the stuff previous, so it's not like, you know, it's not a couple words on a page. You know, this is kind of deep stuff, and it really does put it in perspective. And what I like what you said is it's like connecting, because I feel that most of us, even as adults, don't think that we're good enough.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did, Ashley, I didn't know I was doing this when I started it, but I wrote the book so that depending on where you are personally in consciousness is the message that you're meant to get. So it can reach beyond just 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds. It can touch the heart of a 70-year-old to remember something or just to say, am I living my purpose? This, you know, who am I really? And did I do what I came here to do? And it's kind of a wake-up call, if you will, but it's kind of a sneaky wake-up call.
It is a sneaky wake-up call. You're right. I mean, you know, you're right. That's the thing. It is kind of sneaky because there are different pieces that you take from it, and some of you may feel, okay, my dad wasn't there, or I didn't get the children, I didn't get that experience, and now you're kind of getting that here. Some of you are getting reminders of what you did, and then some of this is reminding you of, wow, okay, you've gotten a little off target, you've gotten a little off center, you changed or masked yourself because you felt like you had to do that, or you had to put a title on that wasn't true because you felt like nobody would respect you without it, or whatever it is that you think you, or you took this job even though you didn't want it, but it was a good job that everybody looked at you. Oh, they respected you because of the job, but you hated it. And it's
the
like
the deadly combination for me almost took my heart from me in 2014 was the need to achieve and the need to please. And if you can't achieve personally what your focus is in the world, why you're here, and achieve that for yourself, you've got to please you first to drive what your purpose and your destiny and your passion is, so that it wakes other people up to see, oh gosh, they're living their purpose. How wonderful is that? I want to do that.
And I think the thing too is that sometimes because of social media, you know, this is for all y'all adults out there and children and teenagers and young adults, we compare our lives to other people based on what we see presented in front of us by pictures, and that can be really hard to really refocus on what purpose really means for each person.
Yes, right. Exactly.
How do we do that then? You know, how can you help somebody, whether you're an adult, you know, how do you refocus that energy from, you know, judging yourself to really refocusing that inward?
Well, two things that I did, because I knew I wanted to work with children when I moved in towards retirement. One, I did a thing called the Passion Test. I became a Passion Test for kids and teens facilitator to help people find out, especially me first, what did I come here to do? And it's a wonderful program, and I also did a program that Deborah Poneman does. She's actually running a seminar this weekend called Yes to Success, the Five Pillars of Your Ultimate Life. And so they really drill down to help you find out who are you and why are you here and why are you wasting so much time.
That's awesome. Yeah, why are you wasting time, and what are you wasting time on? Or what are you trying to do based on what you think you have to do?
Exactly. Once you know what you're here to do, then you have to put your strategy together. But the beauty for me, and I know we're running into our segment here, but once I wrote the book, I've been marketing all my life, but I let go of the marketing. I let the book market itself, and I'll tell you in the next segment some of the magic that happened when I just turned the book loose and said, go do your job and I'll follow you.
Well, that's interesting. And I think that's an interesting impact for everybody listening, you know, on the show. And, you know, one of the things that I really pride myself with Live Your True Life Perspectives is we always have people on here that know what they're talking about. They're experts in their field, but they really contribute something to society. They contribute something to us, to our heart, to our soul, to our minds, to our beings. And it's like, see, that's interesting because I think a lot of times we don't see it that way. How we see it?
No.
You don't. You see the opposite. It's like you create this and then you freak out about it and then you try to push it out there as much as you can. And so you basically said, hey, I created this. Now let's see what happens.
Yeah, I knew I had my angels and my mom from above and a lot of other people saying, finally, you're doing what you... There was a gift that you were given. You've been sitting on it and using it the wrong way. Now, we're going to reward you by saying, we're going to line you up with people that are going to love what you're doing. And just let us know that. You don't have to do a heavy marketing campaign. Just be you, speak your truth, use your heart to say your words, and follow the guidance. This is going to be giving you signs of where you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go to do it. And it's worked out exactly that way for me. How I found you.
That's awesome. Awesome. I'm in that group. I like that. I'm in that group. I love that. You know, so everybody that's listening, y'all, it's really important to follow your heart. And it's hard to figure out that because a lot of times we've never been taught to listen to our heart. And so when we return, we're going to be talking more about, you know, how to listen to your heart. I mean, really, how to listen to your heart. And then, you know, Hal's going to give us some tips on doing that. You know, no matter what your age, this is the most important thing. And one thing that I've realized is that unconditional love for oneself is the most important thing you can do. And once you understand that component, you can understand how to unconditionally love other people. But if you don't know how to unconditionally love yourself, you cannot do it for anybody else because you do not understand it. And I get it. I've been there. I was there about 18, 20 years ago. I didn't get it. And then I started figuring it out because I realized I had to figure out who I was. I had to understand my value. And then I had to parlay that into something bigger. And I realized that that's the reason we come in this world on our own and we leave on our own, because the most important relationship is with ourselves. And then we can radiate that to other people. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 2 shakes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're getting ready for our Father's Day weekend. Any of you are going to be doing some cookouts, you're going to be hanging out, social distancing Father's Day, whether maybe you're in a phone call or a FaceTime or, you know, something like that. But, you know, the importance of that is so powerful, and Hal Price is joining me here live on the radio, and he's the author of best-selling children's book, The Bare Essentials, and it's really not a children's book, guys. It's for adults. It really has some meaning to me, and I've read it three times. You know, Hal, right before the break we were talking, I wanted you to offer some advice on how, for everybody listening, no matter what your age, you know, it's all about how we feel. How do you begin to listen to your heart?
What I've done was I have to move into silence completely, or into nature. I moved here 5 years ago from Atlanta, Georgia to Carpenter Hills. I call it Mayberry at the Beach, a little small town just south of Santa Barbara. And there are so many options for me to go in nature and just be inspired and listen and give gratitude for all that the planet gives me. And I will just sit there, and I have two things that I do. One is walking in nature and just sitting and asking for inspiration to give me the words or some thought that can turn into a poem, which I do. I write a poem every day just to stay in practice. And the other is I wake up at 3 o'clock every morning, and I write down a thought that I'm having, and I turn to stay in practice. I turn it into a poem also. So I just have to get still, look for inspiration for things that our Creator has put around us to know that we are magical and we are miracles here to create miracles. And we just lose sight of that fact that we're very special and all have a very unique talent that if we don't do it, you just can't die with your music inside. It's such a waste, such a waste.
And the unique talent is powerful, and that's what I want everybody to focus on right now, is that it might not be what you came in thinking. It might not be the title you thought you were going to have, but it's about that talent that you have that nobody else has.
Yes. I mean, what happened to me, I used to write a lot of marketing plans and new business presentations and things. I was using my gift. I love to write and I love to speak, but I was working 17 hours a day for several weeks, and it ultimately my body could not sustain the stress levels for something that I was writing and trying to refine and make better and better, when there was something that was in me that would come very easily. And I woke up on February the 24th in 2014 at 4:24 in the morning. My blood pressure was 217 over 180, and it said, you've got to make a big choice today. My heart grabbed me for a change and said, you have to make a choice today. You can use the gift that I gave you to use, or you can be an angel on the other side and inspire and be a guardian for another writer somewhere. But your gift has to come, and you've got to quit doing the way you're doing it. And I snapped too. I'm telling you, I lost 110 pounds. I moved to California, and I just surrendered to grace to allow my gift to find me the way it wanted to come through me.
Powerful stuff. How do we find you?
My website is www.eliBear.com. And I also have a special section that I did in the back of that book that you've read four times, and it'll make six by the time I talk to you again. There's a section where Eli and his father give you a place to go on my website to ask, see what questions Eli asks his heart every day, to ask yourself your own questions and do it with your family. And that's, if you just go to www.elibearstories.com, then /my-hearts-questions, you'll see the questions that Eli asks his heart every day to check in with himself to see how he's feeling, and to talk about his feelings with his parents, and to have his parents talk about their feelings with the questions.
Everybody's really enjoyed this show, and Hal, I've enjoyed having you on. I definitely want to have you back on the show. You're an inspiration for all who hear you.
Any minute. You tell me any time, and I'll be there for you, Ashley.
You got it. You got it. You know, everybody that's listening, it's important to really see your power, your unique style, who you are, what you offer this world, and that unique talent. I've said this before. You do one thing better than anybody else on this planet does. You just got to figure out what that is and not try to put yourself in this, pigeonhole yourself into something that you think you need to. And I know sometimes it can be hard because you see things happening around you, and it's hard to stay still, and it's hard to stay on track. But even if you have to get back centered today, it's your turn to get back centered today. Don't feel guilt. Don't feel shame. That just takes us out of that whole good power, right? Hal, thank you so much.
Amen, sister.
Love
Amen.
The book. Love Bear Essentials, and you're amazing. Can't wait to have you back on. Y'all got to check out Eli Bear Stories. You know, go to EliBearStories.com. Check this out. Get this book for you and your kids. And you know it. We'll be back next week live. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Free shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.